Rosas by José Marmol. On May 25th, 1850. Roses, roses, a genius without a second, he formed your strange destiny at his whim. After Satan, no one in the world like you, it did less good or as much damage. Aborted from a crime you have wanted, may your works be twinned with your origin, and never repenting of the crime, only the hours of stillness afflict you. With the flames of Tartarus lit, a cloud of blood surrounds you, and throughout the horizon of your life, blood, barbaric, and blood, and blood smokes. Your hand will move like lightning the foundations of a temple, and suddenly from the altar of the idols of May they poured blood from his broken forehead. Justice is approaching religious to call at the tomb of Belgrano, and that immortal dead man opens his slab, raising his helpless hand to the sky. Freedom escapes with glory to hide in the crevices of the Andes, claiming memory from the ice from those times when they were great. Idols and time disappear, the radiant lights go out, and in immaculate blood they turn red the fragments of pyres and altars. Glory, name, virtue, Argentine homeland, everything perishes when your foot stamps, everything turns to dust in your ambition of ruin, under the helmet, the folds of your pampa. Well, Rosas, later, such is, heed, the question of God and history, that after you accuse or defend in the ruin of a town or in its glory, that fatal afterward that challenges you over the corpse of my country, in my inspired poet's voice, the tremendous voice of the one who lights the day. Speak, and in pursuit of destruction respond. Where are the works that thy hand sprouted? Where your creation? The bases where a great idea or a vain thought? What mind was there in your bloody insomnia that you were so driven to so much crime? Move away, abortion of the devil. What are you doing wrong to enjoy crying? The human race is horrified to see you, Indus hyena transformed into a man. But woe to you that one day when I understood you, he will not hate you, he will despise your name. Time has offered you its moments, fortune has touched your head, and, barbarian and nothing more, you have not known neither gain time nor gain greatness. You overthrew a republic, and your forehead, with an imperial diadem, you do not elevate Lado. Freedom died, and omnipotent, slave, you live by your own fear. You want to be king, and you fear it will become in the crown of Milan yours. You want to be great, and your soul is not right. How to rise from his sphere? Your kingdom is the empire of death, your greatness the terror of your crimes, and your ambition, your freedom, your luck. Open graves and form outcasts. Wild gaucho of the rough pampas, that is not glory, nor value, nor life. That's only killing because it strips. They gave you a fratricidal sword. And great criminal in memory of the whole world, of your full crime, you will be a reptile that will step on history, disgusted by your form and your poison. Nero sets fire to Rome and contemplates it, and there is, I don't know what is historic in such a crime, but you, with a soul that the devil tempers, how much do you do has your misery written on it? No Atreus when in danger hesitates, and you more than them for evil trembled, and bloodier than bloody Attila, you never looked at the blood of the fight. in all those eagles that grabbed humanity, and in carnage fever with their metal claws they wounded her, there is some virtue, even courage. But your heart only overflows of miseries and crimes and vices, with a stupid and rabid thirst of doing evil and inventing torture. You don't even owe yourself fate, with which you have quenched your thirst for blood. Tiger you met on the way, a wounded lion that you have devoured. Spirit of evil born into the world, you have not been good even to yourself. And you will only leave an unclean name when descending into your first abyss. Mothers will name you for their children when you want to scare them in the crib, and they, trembling and fixed on your image, they will fall asleep dreaming that they saw you. The troubadours will pay tribute to the stories that your memory invents, and execrating your fruitless crimes, rude and vulgar, history will call you. Ah, that I bless almost your crimes, faced with the anger of my country, why do you suffer such a barbaric punishment? As long as the light of day shines. Because as long as the sun shines in El Plata, you will suffer that punishment eternally. Never to your name the thankless memory, never curse your tender breast. And finally, scourge of your luck, you will see when you breathe out that it rises, beautiful and triumphant, and powerful and strong, the town that you outraged with your plant. For there will not be in it from your delicate hands more than just a stain on the neck that you don't know, vulgar tyrant, nor leave the mark of your chains.